For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, there's an auction for Front Range Aquatech, one of Colorado Springs' largest pool builders. This auction includes flatbed trucks, cargo vans, box truck trailer, pool maintenance supplies, inventory tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions. There are a lot of them coming up at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the lead.
The lead, presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
Dallas Stars now have a commanding 3-1 lead over the Avalanche. You can make the case the game was over before it even started. Jared Bednar said he found out about the news about Val Nichushkin after the pregame skate. Then it was announced officially about an hour before the opening faceoff for Nichushkin. He will go into the player assistance program for failing a drug test for the third time. This means Nichushkin will be suspended without pay for a minimum of 6 months.
Val obviously is struggling with something, right? I have two thoughts. Yeah, it sucks for our team. We got to turn the page. We got to go play way better than we did today. There's still 20-plus guys in that room that care and that want to win and that are here, and that's what we have to focus on. It hurts our team. There's no question. He's a great player. And the second one is, like, I've gotten to know Val as a person, and I've gotten to know him as one of our teammates and a player, and I want what's best for him. And I want him to be happy, and I want him to be content in his life, whether that's with our team or not with our team. I want the best for him and his family. I think all of our guys are the same, and we hope that he can, like, find some peace and get help.
Without question, and really appreciate the attitude and the leadership. There's a reason that I like Jared Bednar so much as a leader of men, and that statement pretty much sums it up. I don't think there's anything there that you could disagree with, even the part where he says with or without us. And I think that that's going to be the salient point of this whole thing moving forward. Can you really move forward, even with a player of the magnitude of Val Nichushkin? Who's leading the Avs in postseason scoring? Val Nichushkin. He is a guy that makes this team go. Not the only one, but he has certainly been the one this year. But the lack of dependability and the lack of accountability, even in the face of something as insidious as addiction, affects a team in an adverse way to the point where you really have got to separate yourself from the person that's creating it three times in a year, twice in the playoffs. Let him get the help that he needs and then move on in some other way. I would imagine, and I don't know this, I could be wrong about this. There has to be probably some freedom and latitude for the team to maneuver, even though financially, even though they're looking at close to $40 million that they still owe this guy through the 29-30 season.
I don't think it's about the money.
Yeah.
Stan Kroenke can pay it.
Sure.
It's about, will it affect the salary cap?
Right.
That's all that matters.
And that's a real concern.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's a real concern with this team. So I'm not one holding out hope. I hold out a great deal of hope for Val. I really do. And hope that he can find his way through a place where he still is too weak to make decisions, even with all, or maybe it's because of all the weight of the moment. I don't know. I have not been addicted. I have not dealt with addiction. Far be it for me to say, but he needs help. But damn, the Avs moving forward as a franchise have got to be able to depend on that place in the roster.
Unless I am not hearing the right sound bites from the players, and I've heard plenty of them, no one is rushing in that locker room towards Val Nichushkin with open arms to give him a big bear hug.
Can't imagine it now.
The lack of empathy, how do I put this? The lack of empathy for him, considering this is the third time this has happened, is noticeable. What do I mean? Andrew Cogliano, after the game, when asked about the suspension, at this point, it is what it is. That was his comment.
Yeah, that is.
Now, he went on to say, unfortunately, that did happen. I think we just need to focus on our jobs. Second round of the playoffs. It wasn't about Val. It was about the team. It was about moving on, trying to come back from a 3-1 deficit. You have Johnson, who was equally as dismissive.
Yeah.
The only one, and I am not faulting Johnson one bit. I am not criticizing Andrew Cogliano one bit. It was Bednar, who seemed to have the most open heart about it. And that is not meant to criticize the players in that locker room.
Oh, not at all. I mean, from a...
You could tell how exhausted they are on the ping-ponging back and forth on the roster with him.
And why wouldn't they be?
Right.
This is a team, you could make the argument, is this is a team that had Stanley Cup aspirations.
Right. Last year, not so much.
Not so much. I mean, they really probably should have been in the same situation last year that they're in this year, from a standpoint of getting to the second round and seeing where the chips fall.
If you were a player in the Avs locker room, would you want him back?
That's hard to say because I just don't have a personal relationship with him in any shape or fashion. The lack of dependability has been harmful in two straight post seasons and during the course of the regular season. Now you worked through that, but man, when you get dealt a blow like this, basically 4 or 5 hours before you're about to drop the puck on a game four in a series that is
tight,
tight,
at least in terms of the scoreboard, 2-1.
But it, right. But I mean, you could.
The Avs have been out. The Avs have won a lot of areas on the stat sheet. But again, they have never led in regulation for one.
Well, I know
second.
This. I know this. And people can say whatever they want, and it's fine. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. The Nugget or the Avs had a shot last night with Val Nichushkin in the lineup and contributing. They had no shot with the rug being pulled out from underneath them 4 hours before faceoff in the biggest game of the season.
Oh, by the way, the loss of Taves from an illness,
yeah,
that was significant as well.
Without question.
You're missing two of your top probably six players.
Yeah. And you know,
six or seven right. players easily.
But here we are, man. And if I'm Nate MacKinnon and Cale Makar and Mikko Rantanen, the core of this team that now after winning the cup in 2 years, and maybe they don't get there anyway. I'm willing to listen to that.
Nate MacKinnon. Oh. I think is the type of guy, if you sat him down in a bar, you don't even have to buy him a shot. He would likely say, and I'm complimenting him, okay, with what I'm about to say, even though it's a pretty mean-spirited thing to say. This dude has cost me a potential cup 2 years in a row.
Well, that's what I was about to say.
I think that's exactly what he's thinking.
They have been in a cup window.
Cost me. Yeah, you cost the team. You cost me. Because I work my tail off. A lot of guys in that locker room work their tails off.
Of course they do.
But he is the standard bearer when it comes to nutrition and everything that goes with it. Again, the only guys I can think of that have similar personalities that I've covered here in Denver over the last 20 years that have that same laser-focused win mentality, and I'm going to do everything I can to get us there, was Manning and Tulowitzki. MacKinnon is the same type of guy. And that is a compliment.
Absolutely. Well, beyond just the skill set, that's what you love about him, the drive.
Well, and here's another thing, because I covered Joe Sakic. Joe Sakic and Nathan MacKinnon are two completely different animals when it comes to who they were as players. I'm not talking about skating and shooting and all that stuff. I'm just talking about in the head. MacKinnon is on all the time. Joe was a very quiet on. Joe is more like Makar. Quiet. When he talks, I'm sure people listen. Right. That's why he has an A on his sweater. MacKinnon is intense. Joe had a quiet intensity about him.
Well, hard decisions need to be made. And I don't know all of the moving parts, but I know the only question that I would have moving forward is, this team better off with Val Nichushkin and the baggage that he brings to the table?
There are more than a few people on Twitter yesterday who were saying, not the majority, but more than a few people saying, yeah, you lost Val Nichushkin. Yeah, you lost Devon Taves, and you came out flat. You came out looking like a team that had no interest in being on the ice. Shame on you for not being a professional with everything on the line, tying the series up at two, and for all the money you get paid. Are they right? That's next. We can bring it on the floor. Never danced like this before. We don't talk about it. Dance on. Do the boogie all night long. Stoned in paradise. Shouldn't talk about it now.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, mileisports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, auction for Front Range Aquatech, one of Colorado Springs' largest pool builders. Auction includes flatbed trucks, a box truck, trailers, pool maintenance supplies, inventory tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. You can do it from the comfort of your own home online. You can set a price, leave it there, and let's see if you get it, right? A lot of different options with Roller Auction. With that, if you want to learn about upcoming auctions, go to rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you're dealing with some of these issues, hair loss, weight loss, joint pain, one-stop shopping, beyond stem cells. When it comes to joint pain, my good friend Carl Mecklenburg, he goes to Beyond Stem Cells. When it came to weight loss, I didn't have a lot of weight to really lose. Maybe I can lose 10, 15 pounds. Well, guess what? I did, and now my clothes don't fit. As you have pointed out to me, what? My pants are sagging in my ass.
Saggy butt.
I know. And my suits don't fit the same either.
Well.
But I'm worried, should I take it in now or should I wait a little bit? But you know what? It's a great problem to have. Okay, I took something called semaglutide, completely eliminates your appetite. It is unbelievable what this stuff does. And oh, by the way, if you're dealing with hair loss, stem cell therapy. You know what stem cell therapy is? Much better than doing a hair transplant, something that I did. I have a big scar on the back of my head. That's what I have to show for it with no more hair. But with Beyond Stem Cells, you will get your hair back, half the price, and little to no recovery. Go to BeyondStemCellsDenver.com, BeyondStemCellsDenver.com, or call 1-833-720-STEM, 1-833-720-STEM. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingAndWindows.com.
I think the one play that sums up the first period for the Avalanche was when Cale Makar, who is arguably every year the best defenseman in the league, didn't just get his pocket picked. It's as if he threw his wallet on the ice and gave it to the Stars defenseman to score a shorthanded goal. It looked like his head wasn't even in the game. And again, I understand everything that happened. I'm certainly not going to go after Cale Makar for anything. But honestly, that one play summed up every forward, every defenseman, pretty much on the ice. Georgiev was a hero in that game.
He was the
because he had to be.
Yep. He was the one guy. I'm sure it affected him in some shape or fashion. But man, he kept him in the game and gave him a chance. I thought he was really, really good.
I mean, I don't have a stat on this, but during the last 5 years, not when the Avs had like 48 points and McKinnon was on that team, when in the last 5 years have the Avs been outshot through 22 minutes, 18-2?
That's the most telling stat of the entire series, maybe the entire postseason.
Well, actually, I'll give you another stat.
Yeah.
That's kind of mind-blowing. We talked a lot about this going into this game, that the Stars were forcing the Avs to play a perimeter game.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, they are just not getting anything close in from the slot. They are being forced to work on the dasher boards. With that, through two periods of last night's game, the Avalanche had three shots in the slot and one goal. Wyatt Johnson, happy birthday, turns 21 today.
Wow.
He had six shots in the slot with two goals in the opening two periods.
Yeah, that's
that to me is the stat.
Yeah. Well, it was a good night for that to get those lopsided stats. And it shows you how adversely this team was affected by the news and the timing of it. I mean, look, I'm not going to give them a full pardon. You still got to go out and play. But I mean, the difficulty of playing in that situation was fairly well indicated. Now, maybe I will say this right now, with a day off to process and to travel, you know, they'll play hard. This series is done.
It's done, yeah. Whether they have
Nichushkin
or right. Even Taves. They cannot solve the riddle of getting into the middle of the ice with higher percentage shots.
Yeah.
Dallas has locked them down in a way that the New Jersey Devils used to lock down teams in the late 1990s and early 2000s with the left wing lock. It's the same thing.
Well,
it's a different thing. But it's the same thing. The Avs don't have any answers for it. And to be perfectly honest with you, and I would say this about basketball, and I'm saying this about hockey, but you tell me if you think I'm out of my tree on this. When you have played four games, and you played the same team, obviously, four times in a row, you are pretty much out of adjustments at that point.
Well, yeah, you would have made them if you had them.
And that's my point.
Mm-hmm.
So now they played four games in which they have been forced to the perimeter on the offensive side of the ice, and they can't get anything closer to the crease in the slot. And then when you look at the Avs defense, it's as if the Stars forwards and defensemen are like ballerinas just twirling into the slot, getting there pretty easily. That's the other problem, too. We keep talking about that they can't get high percentage shots on goal. The Stars are getting a lot of them.
Well, yeah.
And so adjustment time is over, because I don't know what else Bednar can do to adjust.
No. Thursday, to me, feels like a roll out the puck night. Go get him, fellas. I mean, if there's something in film that they can discern, great, apply it. But just let the dogs out on Thursday and see what happens. I mean, you've done all your coaching. This game last night, obviously, is an outlier. I would be careful about taking anything from last night's game.
Hey, listen, it was a two-goal game in the third period.
You're right, it was.
They were in striking distance.
They were. But, man... And you know what? But I don't think that I've ever watched an Avs game that I felt they were more out of it when they were in it. Does that make any sense?
You're talking about just last night?
Yeah. I mean,
well, in the first period, yes.
Yeah, and as the game went on, I'm like, oh, okay, well, all right, maybe, you know, who knows, maybe.
Yeah, but even when it became 3-1, you're thinking,
nah,
it's not happening.
Not happening. No. There are, and don't get me wrong, this is a team that has come from behind 29 times this season. So this is a team that you kind of wait for them to do it a little bit. It's on one hand, it's a great stat to have. On the other hand, you wish that you could play a little bit more ahead than they have all season long. But no, I never felt like it was a reasonable game to win last night. So on to Dallas, try to find some dignity, you know, and then if you can win that game, well, then we'll have a discussion. But it's pretty tough. It's pretty tough right now. And I'm going to say this and then I'm done with it. And we can argue about the what ifs of certain series, but what has been the common denominator of the Avs bowing out of the last two playoffs?
Nichushkin. Not playing. Although Nichushkin and Taves would not have, I don't want to say wouldn't have won this game.
We don't really know.
The Dallas Stars are the better team.
I'm not disagreeing with that, but this thing was a 2-1. This was a 2-1 game four.
Yep.
And I would have taken my chances with Nichushkin.
Sure.
And thought that I had maybe a 50-50 shot or a better than 50-50 shot. But here I am lamenting the end of another Avs season. And what are the two threads? Well, they lost with Val Nichushkin creating an incredible, incredible diversion.
We can talk about a lot of different things in this series, but here's one way to put it in perspective. In every game against the Jets, in those five games, the Avalanche scored five goals or more.
Correct.
Okay. The Avalanche, in all four games against the Stars, have not scored more than three goals in regulation
right.
in any of the games. And in the last two games, they've scored a pair of goals.
That's it. Yeah. They've been dominated.
And yes, that's with Nichushkin on the ice. And yes.
Well, not last night.
Okay. They, in their last three games,
right.
they have not scored more than three goals in regulation with Nichushkin on the ice. In the last game, they scored one goal with Nichushkin on the ice. They scored the same amount with Taves on the ice in the previous three.
No.
Dallas is just a better team. We have a big enough sample size, period. Hope I'm wrong, because then again, that's what I said after the Nuggets were down 0-2. Speaking of the Nuggets, Charles Barkley is very upset at Michael Malone.
Yeah, he took a swipe at him, and I'm all right with it.
Well, why should I even tease it? Go ahead. Just come up with something new.
No.
Because what I was going to say was, Barkley took a swipe at Malone. Is he right? Thanks for blowing it.
Well, that's only one man's opinion.
Right. Thank God I'm on the show to give you mine.
And not the most important one. That's for damn sure.
Well, that's debatable. That's it. Gonna tell myself I'm man, no get angry. Hey, yeah.
To Eddie Cows calling them canine. Hey, yeah. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, there is an auction for Front Range Aquatech, one of Colorado Springs' largest pool builders. Auction includes flatbed trucks, cargo vans, box truck, trailers, pool maintenance supplies, inventory tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Well, the national media is biting again on Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes. We told you earlier in the show, you probably knew it already, specifically if you're a Buffs fan, that the Nebraska game will be shown on NBC. That is a very big deal. While their season opener is going to be shown on ESPN against North Dakota State, 6 p.m. kickoff. First two games are going to be nationally aired. If that sounds familiar, that's how it started last season.
Yeah.
Good on them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's good. Do something with it. I mean, that's where I'm at. Do something with it, because I'll tell you what it does prove. The bloom is not off the rose yet. It's not. I mean, there is still plenty of interest in what Deion Sanders is doing with the Colorado football program. Okay. Capitalize, please. Please capitalize.
How many four-win football teams can you remember in recent memory that had their first two games on national
television? Would be none.
Right. That's Deion Sanders. That's, and good for him.
Absolutely.
You have an opportunity to show everyone you're a much better team for everyone to see. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Roller Auctions. Get what you want at the price you want. Go to rollerauction.com/MHS, and they'll send you notifications on their latest auctions.
Charles Barkley, not shy about sharing his opinion, had this to say about Michael Malone, showing that video cut-up of analysts saying they were going to be swept by the Timberwolves. Quote, "I've always liked Mike Malone. I really liked his dad." Ooh, when you start with that,
yeah,
you know something's coming.
He moved off center pretty quickly, didn't
he? Yes. Yeah, when you're talking about the dad, you're basically... It's kind of like, you know what that reminds me of? When Jeremy Schapp interviewed the late Bob Knight, and Jeremy asked Bob Knight a question, and he said, and he didn't like the question, and he said, "Jeremy, your dad was a really good reporter." I remember that really well.
I do too.
Your dad, what a, meaning you're not. Point is, this is what Barkley had to say. I'll start all over again. "I've always liked Mike Malone." It's Michael Malone. "I really liked his dad, but he annoys me because he thinks like, hey, I won a championship. He ain't the greatest thing since sliced bread. We can only go by what we saw. And if you watch those first two games, you say, damn, maybe I need to change my opinion. Don't act like that tape spurred the Nuggets. We get paid to give an opinion." I don't think that Michael Malone, for a minute, blames the national analysts for saying what they said. He just used it as fuel.
I totally agree with that. Totally agree.
If you said to Michael Malone, can you understand why people would be saying this? Malone might say, don't count out the heart of a champion. Well, you know what? They didn't look like a champion against the Lakers,
no.
Despite winning in five games. They sure as hell didn't look like a champion against the Minnesota Timberwolves in the opening two games. They looked dead. They looked like the Avalanche in the first period yesterday. That's what they look like. Those analysts, including everybody locally, we were all saying the same thing. All of us were. And you know what? The fact that they turned it around and I was wrong, I'm here for it, man.
No question.
I'm all good for it.
Absolutely.
Charles should not be insulted that he was part of a cut-up.
Dude, we get paid to give an opinion. If you watch those first two games, you didn't think Denver was going to win. Right?
Nobody outside the Nuggets organization believed they were going to win. Even the most diehard Nuggets fan thought that this series was over.
Well, yes. Please. There is nothing that would have indicated anything different.
Right.
You lose the way that you did in those first two games, game two in particular, and you're going to Minnesota? It's remarkable that it's back to where it is right now, and that is a testimony to their being a champion and to adjusting. I've got no problem with Charles Barkley's point of view. I've got no problem with Michael Malone using the cut-ups to spur his team if he thinks that works.
This is what else I would have said if I was Charles Barkley. If he really wanted to put in the dagger and twist it. Yeah, you won a championship. And I wouldn't have said what I said if you had your team prepared. That's what I would have said if I was Charles Barkley.
Well, he didn't feel the need to go that far. And that's probably good on him, too.
Right.
But
that's the mic. That's where Malone really. First of all, Malone's not going to comment on this anyway. I love Michael Malone. You love Michael Malone.
Oh, my God,
and
yes.
I think the national media loves Michael Malone.
I think they do, too.
Because he's a straight shooter, honest guy, funny. He does have a chip on his shoulder. He's a New York guy.
Yeah, but he's self-deprecating at the right time. He's just a good dude. He's just a good dude. But I get Charles's point of view. Absolutely. I thought he handled it well. And I'm fine with the way that Michael Malone has helped to guide this team back to 2-2 in this series in a position to take control of it tonight. It's all good. This is the fluid nature of the business that is constantly being commented on and that a coach and a team is constantly challenged to improve. And I'm sure that we've still got a best of three, man.
Malone,
a lot of things are still coming down the pike.
Malone would never say what I'm suggesting he should say if he ran into Barkley. Let's pretend just for a second. You're Barkley, I'm Malone. Okay?
Okay.
This is out there now. You start, say whatever you want to me.
Yo, man.
You're Charles Barkley.
Yo, man. You got a tape to play for your team tonight?
Charles, between you and I, thanks for saying what you said.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Well, you better play better. You're going to Galveston.
Thank you for saying what you said and everybody else because the message got through. I think I have my finger on the pulse of this team, but sometimes you need a little extra.
It's all good.
Thank you.
Michael Malone, nobody knows his team better than Michael Malone. Nobody. Nobody. Nobody out there passing judgment on them, flipping views every 24 hours or after every game.
While we don't know the answer to this, okay, this is pure conjecture. If that cut-up tape was not shown to the team, think the Nuggets win by 27 in game three?
I don't know. You assign more importance to that than I do.
Alex, do you think so?
maybe not this first half start that they had. I think they win, but not in blowout fashion like they did.
Right. Right. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
Well, Caitlin Clark makes her WNBA debut tonight, and Jared Goff got paid big time yesterday. We'll give you all the details on his contract extension. That's next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports. That's why I'm back up at the Super Bowl with Julius Peppers. I got that can't stop, won't stop in my vein. That's why they can't stop, won't stop screaming the name. Nelly, Nelly. Go tell a friend to tell a friend. I'ma keep the same grin whether I lose or win. Up or down 10, I'ma fight to the end.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
It dawned on me why I love Round Ball Rock. And I think it's the greatest theme music of any sport. I do, but I have a reason for loving this.
Okay.
I love March Madness. That's contagious. NFL on CBS, love it. NFL on Fox. There's so many great theme songs. But this is the best to me because I grew up in Chicago.
Fair.
And this is the Michael Jordan era.
Yeah, fair enough.
This is Marv Albert and the Michael Jordan era. So when I think of this, I think of six championships.
Do you think of this more than Alan Parsons' project?
No.
Because to me, that's about as Chicago Bulls as it gets.
And then other teams stole it, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But they only played that at home games.
Yes. Right.
So you didn't always hear it. You would hear it during the playoffs.
Yeah.
When they were at home. But this is what started the coverage.
All right.
And it was Marv Albert on the mic with Mike Fratello. And it was must-watch television. Because of those two, because of this song, and because of Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and Horace Grant and Dennis Rodman and Phil Jackson.
And John Paxson and Steve Kerr and
it just brings
Bill Cartwright.
Bill Cartwright was a big part of those teams.
Damn right. Cliff Levingston. I mean, you know, there are lots.
I don't know about Cliff Levingston or Luke Longley, but Bill Cartwright. I don't know. Well, I shouldn't say this. The Bulls traded for Bill Cartwright.
Yes.
Not because they thought he was a great player. He was Patrick Ewing's backup. And Jerry Krause felt, if I can get Ewing's backup, knowing Ewing is going to be a problem for years to come, I want the guy throwing elbows who guarded Ewing in practice.
There you go.
And that is why they traded for him.
Will Jerry Krause ever have a settling with the Chicago fan base.
No. And it's all because of The Last Dance.
Yeah.
And shame on Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And shame on Scottie Pippen.
He had a chance to kind of, you know,
They vilified this guy. And I got news for you, Mike. You don't win a title if Jerry doesn't trade for Scottie Pippen on draft day. Period. You just don't. You don't. He built this team around you. And you have to build a team around a great player. And when it came to putting role players around Michael Jordan, Jerry Krause was the guy. It was Jerry Krause who said, even though Doug Collins led the team to the Eastern Conference Finals, Doug Collins is the wrong coach. Phil Jackson is the right coach. He built this team through a coaching staff and through the roster. And he did, and he was right. And this is what he got vilified for. Organizations win championships. And he is damn spot on,
sure, he sure is.
And Jordan thought it was all about him. And he was a great player and one of the greatest players of all time. But if Jerry Krause makes bad moves, Jordan doesn't win a title. He just doesn't.
This music has the most visceral effect on me.
And now...
6'6 guard out of North Carolina. Oh, my God. It is just... This still makes...
Gives
this,
you chills.
It still gives you chills. It is, to me, the most effective
they
music.
They say when the away team heard this, they're already down by 10 points.
Right.
Yeah. When they heard this.
Yeah. Right, right. And now, the man in the middle, Bill Cartwright.
Great stuff.
Time now for the final word.
The final word is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just in case you missed it.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, Caitlin Clark is making her WNBA debut tonight against the Connecticut Sun. The game is completely sold out, the Sun's first sellout in 20-plus years. The game will be on ESPN2, and the cheapest ticket is 6 times more expensive than the Connecticut Sun's next home game, $117 versus $17. Will you be tuning in to watch Caitlin Clark make her WNBA debut?
A little bitty. My day is... pretty busy at 5:30. I'm going to be honest with you. If I didn't have work in the way of it, the answer would be yes. I would take a look at it, and I will probably take a look at it when I'm off the clock.
Well, I got news for you. It doesn't matter if you watch it,
no.
If I watch it,
sure.
Or if you watch it, Alex. More people will watch that game than either of the NBA games tonight. Knicks are playing, though, right?
Knicks are playing at home.
Yep.
Yep.
Would it surprise you at all if that game with Caitlin Clark has higher ratings than the Knicks or the Nuggets? Would it surprise you? Because the national championship game got higher ratings than any of the NBA Finals games.
Yeah, it might surprise me just a skosh.
It would surprise me one bit. Your first game. Now,
that's awfully early, too.
No, that not on the East Coast, it isn't.
No.
Okay. Now, if you tell me that Caitlin Clark's going to draw those numbers game 30, that might surprise me a little bit. Her debut, no way.
Yeah, you're probably right on that. Okay. Is this the biggest moment since the, was it Brandy...
Chastain
in 99. I mean, I'm talking about a seminal moment, just a moment in time for women's sports.
Here, the WNBA has already benefited
right
from Caitlin Clark. Who's the player that criticized her again?
Diana Taurasi.
Yeah.
Hey, Diana Taurasi. High enjoying those charter flights to your games now.
Right.
Because you didn't have them before Caitlin Clark got into the league.
Yeah, and I get it. She hasn't played a game yet, but you know what? She's fixing to, and the effect is real.
Diana Taurasi flew charter because of Caitlin Clark. and will fly charter because of Caitlin Clark.
And did you see the sweet charter they had? By the way, I've flown a lot of charters, by the way. I really have.
Yeah.
But that was a damn fine charter.
And the women were so excited. Like,
yeah, it was cool.
We finally got our respect. We finally feel part of the party, that we mean something, that people are going to recognize what we do. And it's Caitlin Clark who has started that. Again, you and I had this conversation a while back. Caitlin Clark might be able to do, not at the same level, but might be able to give the WNBA a boost the way Magic and Larry did in 1979.
Yeah, in a relative fashion. I don't
charter
disagree
flights.
With that.
That's a big deal.
Sure it is.
Big
He's
deal.
Damn right.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Gordon and Alex, great job as always. Same with you, Bruce. I'll try and do better tomorrow. Hopefully tomorrow we are talking about a Nuggets win.
Come on, Nugs. Come on. Let's go. Because the Avs are done, right?
Yeah, show's over, Bruce.
Oh.
Show's over. You've had 2 hours.
Still go, Avs.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.